Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody. So we're in the 26th chapter of Mishlei, and what I'd like to focus on is two psukim towards the very, very end of the chapter, which are very relevant to this time of year. We certainly have the ideas of schar and onish on our mind, reward and punishment, but what I'd like to focus on instead of onish, instead of punishment, is the idea of things having sort of natural and even predictable consequences. In terms of our conduct. And that is to say that, as all of our mothers told us well before kindergarten, right, things have a way of catching up with us. The 26th Pasuk says, Tikasa sina b'masha'on, tigala raso v'kahal. Somebody who acts maliciously or even with hate in the darkness, and as they think that they're going to do it privately, eventually that's going to catch up with him, and it will be exposed publicly. And right in the age of the internet, this is absolutely true. That's not to excuse people, you know, who for their own malicious reasons, you know, take to social media and character assassination. But the point of the matter is that as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos teaches us, somebody who desecrates God's name privately ultimately. The comeuppance will be public. And then the next pasuk has exactly this idea, and I would say it has particular significance in the realm of Ben Adam the Chavero. Koreshacha, somebody who digs a pit, bayipol, he will fall in it. Vigolol Evan, and somebody who's rolling a very heavy stone, he loved Tashuv, so it will fall back on that person. Shakespearean language, to be hoisted by one's own petard. That is to say that sometimes we don't have to think about onesh from on high, though of course it can be that, but sometimes in a very naturalistic sense, the way that God organizes the world is such that our actions have a way of catching up with us. If we, you know, are careful in terms of our relationships with people and make sure that we're taking care of them, so then ultimately, even if we, you know, fall short in some fashion, the reality is that people are going to be there for us, that people recognize this is a good person, that this is somebody who, you know, has tried to do the right thing on countless numbers of occasions. If we neglect those relationships, right, so then, you know, b'shas dachka, when a person is, you know, struggling, so then those relationships in a very naturalistic way are not going to be there for the person. This is true at so many different levels. And so, again, this is a time for us to reflect on our actions, and not only to be thinking about the judgments from on high, which is also a part of this time, the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesim, Suchim Lefanav, but to reflect a little bit on how, in a naturalistic sense, our actions are certainly continue to be exceedingly relevant, and ultimately bring about a kind of a very naturalistic response, you know, from the people around us. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.